And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. On this program, we explore words and expressions in the English language. We give you definitions, examples, and notes on usage. Sometimes we even use them in conversations. Today, we talk about a common object. Shoestrings are very useful for keeping our shoes on. But they are also useful for describing a situation where money is tight, meaning there is not much of it. A budget is the amount of money available for some purpose. So, if you are on a shoestring budget, you do not have a lot of money. You have just enough to get by. If you can get by on very little money, you are able to live on a shoestring. Sometimes we shorten the expression and just say on a shoestring. We have other ways of describing this situation. For example, you might say you are living paycheck to paycheck. This means you get your paycheck, but by the time your next one comes, you have used all your money to pay your bills. Living paycheck to paycheck can also be called living hand to mouth. The money goes right into your hand, and then you must buy the most basic of necessities, food. You do not have money to spend on extras. Everything you earn goes to pay for your immediate needs, things like food, shelter, medicine, and transportation. But now let's go back to our shoestrings. You can do a lot of things on a shoestring. For example, if you can travel on a shoestring, you travel very cheaply. You do not spend money on costly hotels. You look for good deals. You might use coupons, discount offers, or other ways to save money. And you may plan to travel at less costly times. People who travel on a shoestring are often called budget travelers. I learned how to travel on a shoestring when I studied in China. As a student, I did not have much money, so I traveled everywhere by train and stayed at universities. Traveling on a shoestring let me go to many more places. But how did shoestring come to describe a tight budget, one with little money? Well, some word experts say it comes from people who sold small items on the streets. These items often included shoestrings. Now, let's hear two friends use this expression.
Hey, I hear you're going on vacation next week. Where are you off to?
First, I'm going to Paris and then heading to Barcelona. Finally, I'll finish up my trip in Milan.
That is some trip. You must have saved up for a long time to have enough money for that kind of travel budget.
Not at all. I am an expert at traveling anywhere on a shoestring. In Paris, I'm staying with friends. In Barcelona, I found a cheap dorm room at a university. And in Milan, I'm working on a farm in exchange for a free room and meals.
Wow, you are really good at shoestring travel. By not spending a lot of money on hotels, you're able to go to more places.
Exactly.
And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Are you learning English on a shoestring? If so, keep listening to VOA Learning English. Our high-quality content is free. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.